An area of Northern England, well known for what's called a Geordie accent, uses the term of endearment, pet. My dad used to work with a man from Newcastle and everyone was pet. His wife, their daughter, the office admin woman. But a new guide for freshmen at Newcastle University directs students not to use the term because it's now offensive. I assume to women, but also maybe household animals, I'm not sure. But where does the line get drawn? On extreme cold days, a Canadian's nose might go a bit blue. So should Nova Scotians stop calling themselves blue noses? Australians often call people Darl, short for darling, and I don't know how Sheila's over there feel about that. And not every Karen is a Karen, but we all know what a person means with that term. Sometimes common sense gets thrown completely out the window, and when that happens, we should recognise when it's time to shut it. I'm Sarah Mills.